ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles, please, with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Oh, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I started this last week about the need for us to renew our minds. The promises of God in 2 Corinthians 1:20, the Bible says they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. What that simply encourages us is if we have received the Lord Jesus Christ and we have him as our Lord and Savior, we have access to the promises of God. So when you receive Jesus, you have made him your Lord and Savior, his promises, they are yes and amen. The promises of God. It means you have access to divine healing. You have access to divine victory. You have access to divine elevation. You have access to the blessings of the nations. There is something that the Bible called the inheritance of those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus. So when you and I receive Jesus, that's what we have access to. But like we started last week, we reiterate the fact that when God calls something new, it doesn't automatically translate into newness for everyone. Why? There is a critical element, and that's what we're talking about again this morning. The mind. The mind. We have the mind of Christ. We have our own mind. But the Bible encouraged that when we come into a personal relationship with Jesus, we must begin to develop or cultivate or apply the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ means with God, all things are possible. The mind of Christ means when he says in Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you. So the mind of Christ means we align ourselves with those promises. So the promises are settled because they are God's word. The promises are eternal. God doesn't change. So his word doesn't change. His promises, they are yes and amen. So, but we need to adjust in our minds. We need to align. And so we started last week by saying the word of God is there. But if we will see the promises come to pass in our lives, we need to begin to apply the word through the process of meditation. A new picture of you emerges. Maybe before I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus, I am given to fear. And so when I come into this personal relationship, I can study his word and have what in Bible study, we call it the concordance. I can run concordance on that word, fear. And the scriptures that has to do with fear, we just come right on my face. I mean, Google is our friend. We can do, even while I'm preaching now, you can say fear. And then all the references about fear, we come to your face. So you begin to take, for example, one of the scriptures you likely going to find on fear is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It said, for God, it didn't say human being. So it didn't say CNN. Because those are the things, we get into the scripture shortly, those are the things that contend, the physical evidences we contend about, the thoughts, the outside thoughts. We contend about the thought of Jesus. And we have the responsibility, when we begin to renew our mind, to cast down their imaginations, their thoughts, everything that want to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God's word in our lives. So you find the word, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Those are three different things. So when you take the word like that, you look at the word fear. And then you can run concordances on fear on itself. And then you look at the word, it has given us the spirit of power. So you extend the study. What is power? And then you is giving us the spirit of love. You extend the word love. And then the sound mind. So you can stay on that scripture if you really want to learn the heart of meditation. Sometimes 1 month, 2 months, depending on how diligent you are with that study. And when you have that, the next time you are confronted with fear, what jumps? That's the way the human mind works. The dominant picture comes into play. So God has not given me. So God, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who upholds all things by the word of the power of his power, the one who does not lie. So that builds confidence or faith in us. And then we are able to confront it. It may be in decision-making process. It may be even in our work with other people. I mean, there's another scripture on fear, for example. It said, Yeshua and I should not fear men. It said, because the fear of men will bring snare to your soul. The fear of men. In other words, God is the one who upholds all things by the word of his power. God is the one who is in charge of our life. We should not be afraid of men. Men, the Bible even describes it, whose breath is in their nostril. The only fear that you and I should have is the fear of God. Fear means reverential respect. Reverential respect for God. The fear of God. So, meditation brings the promises from the pages of the Bible. It brings it into the reality of our lives. So this morning, it's a very critical tool, renewing our mind. If you and I will experience newness, if we won't get back into status quo means in this rut we find ourselves. If we won't get back to 2016 or 2017, if we will not continue, this is the third or the fourth week of the new year. A lot of people have given up on their so-called resolution, so-called goals for the year. And the temptation is to return to the status quo. I understand that toad. The way God made toad. Toad is a frog or toad? No, toad is the one with the hard skin, Abby. Frog is the softer skin. Toad, if you pick a toad and you throw a toad into hot water, it jumps out. But if you pick the same toad, put it in a cold water and begin to eat, and they said the toad will just be adjusting like that until it finally freaks out. Even though the tendency for the toad to be alive is there. Because you can put the same toad in hot water and then it jumps out. But it's so comfortable with that warmth. And that's what shook it up. Sometimes God gives us promises like that. And because we don't want to leave the known for the unknown. And if you're not ready to do that, then you have not started with the walk of faith. I mean, the song we sang earlier on, it says, Spirit leads me where my trust is without borders. And then sometimes we all do, there's a place, I saw it in a documentary somewhere in China. If you want to conquer fear, if you are given to fear, they take you there. And you know, when I saw the documentary, some people were literally weaning on themselves. Because how is the place made? It's made like a transparent glass. So you have to walk, and here, there is nothing that you hold on to, just a very small railing. But the small railing has holes in it. So you can literally look at the gorge here. Look at the gorge there. So you find out a lot of people will just be like that. while they are walking through it, because it's transparent. You can see the gorge. And here you see water, you see so many things. So, but they take people there. If you want to conquer fear naturally, so I think it's about a kilometer or so. So you walk through it. Fear of height, some people have it. Fear of the known or the unknown. So, but it's also proven that when people can walk through that 1 kilometer for the rest of their life, they don't fear anything. I mean, man devised that even in the physical. How much more the God of heaven? We can take on the promises of God and we can see the effect in our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 this morning. 2 Corinthians. This year is pregnant with grace, access, and favor for us. Enough provision has been made by heaven. Amen is important. Amen is important. But hey, beyond amen, we have to commit ourselves. Amen is a very cheap thing for us Christians to make. It's like a resounding amen. And the people say amen, amen. But we must commit ourselves to a workable plan of action under God this year. For us to see the promises come to pass. Amen is not the plan. It's just amen is an agreement with the plan. So we have to have the 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 3 and 4, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, they are not man-made. These words are not man-made. But he said, they are mighty in God for us to be able to use this weapon to pull down strongholds, to cast down arguments and every thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That's not the hand. So we use this to pull down. We use this to cast down. We use this to bring down every argument that exalts itself. And then we also use it to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And then the last frame, which is a 15 that the Bible says we do there, we are ready to punish all disobedience when our own obedience in God is fulfilled. Can we read Amplified, please, of that same verse, of those same verses? Amplified translations. For the weapons of our, for though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying our warfare according to the flesh, using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical. Weapons of flesh and blood, they are not AK-47, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction. So fear is a stronghold. Maybe before I gave my heart to Christ, fear is a stronghold. Sometimes, I don't know if it happens, some people have the fear of dog. And if a dog, if they just enter into a place and they just see the tail of a dog, they've not even seen the face of the dog, the tail of the, they just get frozen on the same spot. So to cast down that imagination, for example, if you fear dog, there is a scripture in Exodus, you can Google it. It said, no dog should be able to whack their teeth against any Israelite. So you can take that because you are a spiritual Jew. You can take that on. You can take that on. And you can test it. After you have meditated in it, you can go visit someone who has a dog and say, lose the dog. Yeah, that's the work of faith. That is the work of faith. You have to conquer your fear this year. I used to have a friend who doesn't like crossing flyover. The day we break the fear, we went to Pan Grove together and we walked from one end of the pedestrian bridge to another. And we did this several times. And that's how he mastered fear. Praise God. You know the process. I said, meditate on the word first. Let the word build faith in your heart. Maybe for one moment, let me give you a very simple assignment. We will get back on this next week, Sunday. Can you please, as you are standing, assume that I'm Angel Gabriel. I just appear to you now. And I say, tell me one thing, why you will not experience newness this year. What will be that you will tell Angel Gabriel? Can you please write it down? Don't look at me. I'm not Angel Gabriel, but I'm just assuming I am. Is there any one thing? Please be honest. I mean, we are before God. And he said, do not say before an angel, it was an error. Is there any? We've started this new year, and there's just so much that you have heard about the word of God, about his promises, about what he intends to do. Do you have any particular thing in your mind? It may be an inner fear. Some people believe that they have misfortune about their life. That might be. Some people believe that they have ill luck. Some people believe that there is a cause somewhere behind whatever is happening in their life. Please put it down. We come and address it next week, Sunday. So it says, we refute arguments, theories, and reasoning. And every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and will lead every thought. Thought is in the mind. Thought. The mind is so powerful. If you have been to certain places, you know, as I mentioned, a place in China, if you have been there, the memory just came back to you, even though you are at Al-7, Lagos, Nigeria. You can see the picture of what I've described. Because you have an experience, an interaction. That's how powerful the mind will work. Sometimes people are so consumed with traveling, they just want to check out. And they dream that on the street of New York. And sometimes when they wake up and they find themselves in Lagos, Nigeria, and say, no, let me get back to sleep. This must become a reality. That's how powerful the mind is. But he says the mind also has the tendency for us not to get into the promises of God. He said, we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Verse 6, being in readiness to punish every insubordinate for his disobedience. When your own submission and obedience as a church are fully secured and complete. Can we go to Message? Message translation? The tool of our trade, hiring for marketing or manipulation, they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God's tool for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. So the promises of God are there. They are yes and amen. But we need to cooperate with it. And the area where the warfare actually takes place, where you either you accept the promises of God or you reject it, is in our mind. Your battlefield is the mind. The mind controls the activities of our lives. If you are going to anywhere after this service, you reason out in your mind, isn't it? And sometimes you are already there before you even leave your home. You know your route to that place if you have traveled that route before. So our truth is in God's word. If we will experience newness, we have to literally take God's word the way it is. We have to be able to, begin to wrap our minds around that promises. He said, he's making everything new. You need to believe that. The patriarchs saw it from afar, but they embraced it first. You need to believe that. And then every readjustment that you need to make, you have the tool of the word of God. That's Revelation 21:5, for example, is the general word for us as a body. But you need to take that word and begin to apply it into your own word. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the same Message translation, talking about culture here. Culture is mindset, the way of life. Something that informs the lifestyle of people, that informs their action, that informs their responses. He said, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God, you will be changed. That's what renewal of mind does. You are changed inside out. You are no more swift by every wind of doctrine. You are changed. You can readily recognize what God wants from you, and then quickly respond to it. You know, this year, our reminder, let me remind us again. We said, be God-focused. Be Christ-centered. Be Holy Spirit-inspired. Be obedience-minded. And then be a master of joy. So don't become. He said, readily recognize what he wants from you. Quickly respond to it. He said, unlike the culture around us, always dragging us down to the level of their own immaturity. But God brings the best out of us to develop well-formed maturity in us. So we mention grace. The grace of God is supposed to help us through the process of renewing our mind. Even when we make mistakes, the mercy of God is also to help us through, that we will not be weary, we will not faint. This is just the third week. We can't afford to start reclining back into the old. He said, he will make all things new. No one can put new wine into old wineskin. So our mindset has to change. Our disposition has to change. Our view has to change. Man that is supernatural, man that is born again, you are not an intellectual being. You are a supernatural being. You just have a mind to help you reason things out. But you are led, prompted, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So this 2018 must come with a commitment to break out of the mental, behavioral, or spiritual cycles, which has hindered us, which has delayed and destroyed the promises of God in our pursuit of purpose. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible is so clear about it, that if the iron be blunt, then we need to exert more strength. If the iron be blunt. But he said wisdom. And what is wisdom here? God's way of looking at things. I said I'm fearful. God says, I take away fear from your heart. I say I have the tendency to hate. God says, my loving kindness is upon you. The nature that you have is the nature of love. That's the way it is. And then as I begin to adjust myself, my fears are taken away. His perfect love takes away my fear. And I'm beginning to be made perfected or mature, like he said in the other verse that we read, and be able to mature or develop in God's love. And so that informs the way I see things, the way I see fellow human beings. It informs my relationship. That is the way the word of God is applicable to our lives. I'm tired of Christianity that has no evidence. And that's why Paul wrote, when you and I meditate upon these promises.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,